From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. More than 20,000 Alaskans are waiting for their applications for assistance through health and social services to be processed by the state government. House Finance Committee voted Monday in favor of hiring 41 people to reduce a backlog. The extra hires would cost slightly more than $2 million, matched by an equal amount of federal money. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra supported an amendment to add the money. He says Division of Public Assistance workers are overworked.
The morale in that department is not good. These are people hired because they want to help people, and they're instead being burnt out.
But Wasilla Republican Representative Kathy Tilton opposed the amendment. She notes the department already has unfilled positions.
If we keep throwing money at it without a plan in place of how we're actually going to reduce that backlog, I think it's kind of like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
The backlog fell from a high of more than 27,000 people in June to a low of nearly 15,000 in December, but it's risen sharply in the last 2 months. Most of the applicants are seeking Medicaid, but the backlog also includes people seeking food stamps and other income-based assistance. The committee voted 6-5 to pass the amendment. The five Democrats on the committee and Ketchikan independent Dan Ortez voted for the amendment. The committee's four Republicans and Anchorage independent Jason Gren voted against the measure. Funding proposal still faces votes on the House floor and the Senate. City and Borough of Juneau wants more commitments and concessions from the Canadian power giant buying Juneau's power company. Hydro One of Ontario had offered some general commitments in exchange for the city's support with state regulators. But the Juneau Assembly shot it down and approved $75,000 for potential legal expenses. The proposed agreement outlined in a February 21st city staff memo included a pledge by Hydro One to not buy the publicly financed Snettisham hydroelectric project unless it would benefit ratepayers. Snettisham produces most of Juneau's power. It is owned by the state, but leased to AEL&P, which makes bond payments. When those bond payments are paid off, it has an option to purchase the complex outright. Assemblywoman Maria Gladyshevsky called the proposed agreement a good start, but
it doesn't answer enough of the things that people have asked. However, I am concerned that there are some unrealistic expectations of some commenters regarding what this intervention can achieve.
As it reviews the acquisition, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska has ruled that neither the future of Snettisham nor other power producers' access to the grid will be factors that it will consider. The RCA's board is traveling to Juneau to hear public testimony and accept written comments at 7 p.m. today at Centennial Hall. RCA's hearing will be broadcast live on KTOO. Juneau should install security cameras in areas with high crime. That's the recommendation of the Mayor's Task Force on Public Safety, which delivered its final report to the Assembly on Monday. You can read the full report at ktoo.org. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.